The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the show. Open the damn schools, says Vichy Republican Governor of Maryland Larry Hogan. Zero COVID is the wrong standard, writes Jonathan Chait, in the New Yorker. Welcome to the party, gentlemen. Over at Substack, Barry Weiss's Substack page, another good guest op-ed, this from Robbie Sauvé from Reason Magazine, America's Lost Generation. Over the past 12 months, an estimated 18 million kids haven't set foot inside a classroom or have just started coming back for one day a week. That's about one-third of all public school students, which number around 50 million. What's most enraging is that this was entirely avoidable. The country's teachers' unions are committing a generational crime against the nation's young. And if you think they're chastened by that kind of rhetoric, you'd be wrong. Oh, they have a response. They have a response indeed. And this comes to us in the form of a video, an instructional video, if you will, and that's generous. This is from the LA Unified School District. That's not the teachers union, but they're beholden to the teachers union. So what's the difference between the administration, the teachers union, and these big cities? There is no difference. The LA Unified School District, in conjunction with Microsoft, you got to spend all that federal funny money drop shipped to the schools on something, right? How about a day pass? Oh, the vaccination passport? You thought it was going to be for you to fly commercially? You have no idea. Listen to this offering. Propaganda that would have made Bertolt Brecht blush and shamed Orwell, Vonnegut, Bradbury, and Huxley for their lack of imagination.
There's never been anything like this virus in our lifetime. Often, it's hard to see the effects it's having on our children. Has this conversation taken place in your home?
Mom, I'm scared about going back to school. I don't want to get sick, and I don't want to get you and Dad sick.
Our scientists tell us there are three things we must do to stay safe. Wear masks, make sure we social distance, and wash our hands. And now, your school, with the help of Microsoft Corporation, has created another. Introducing Daily Pass, your exclusive ticket for safely going back to school. Each week, you can schedule your free on-campus COVID test. The results are displayed in your Daily Pass. And if you choose to take your test off campus, you can post the results in your Daily Pass. And the moment vaccinations are available, you'll simply be able to schedule yours through your Daily Pass. But the real magic is your daily health check. Just answer a few simple health questions every day, and like magic, your entrance ticket appears.
Welcome back.
Da 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 da. Everybody's happy.
Welcome to school.
Sure. You really have to watch the video, too, which I'll tweet out. I have tweeted out. Now, getting ready to be picked up from school by Dad.
Dad, I have to admit, I was scared at first, but then I felt so safe. It was so good to be back. Thanks for keeping me safe. I love you so much.
Thank you for being the caring family. We're working together with all in the school community to bring children back to school as safely as possible. We're looking forward to seeing their smiling faces back in school where they belong. Thank you.
What do you think? Your day pass in conjunction with Microsoft Corporation? You can scan, get, you know, take your test there or somewhere else. You can upload that into your day pass so that you can pass the scan when you try to enter school. And yeah, answer these little survey questions on a daily basis just to keep everybody safe. You got to satisfy the safetyist in charge of the schools. Mental health claim lines for children increased in 2020. Looking at the increase, this from Axios, percent change in all medical claim lines and mental health specific claim lines between January and November of 2019 versus 2020 for children aged 13 to 18, so teenagers. When the lockdown started in March and April, plus 97%, April in March, plus 103%, May, plus 52%, June, plus 31%, plus 31%, plus 25%, plus 19%, plus 20%, plus 22% through November. Parents, schools, oh, Axios are breaking this down for us in case you didn't understand it. Parents, schools, and pediatricians have been warning for months that kids aren't okay, and this analysis backs up their concern with numbers. Welcome to the party, Axios. Just as we welcomed Jonathan Chade over the New Yorker, and we welcome Larry Hogan, and we welcome everybody else who's all of a sudden figured out that, oh, kids belong in school, and locking down children has a deleterious effect on their mental health. And now bump that up against the risk factor associated with COVID for kids under the age of 21. And bump that up against the research that we've known, real world data for months and months and months on end from states and communities and other countries who never shut down their schools or reopened them late summer, early fall, about transmission in schools. Mm-hmm. And the response, in case you thought, as I said, that the education establishment, the combination of the leftists in charge of the teachers' unions plus the leftists in the administration, what's their next move? It's still not safe enough. Got to have your day pass at the LA Unified School District. And if you think that's going to be limited to LA, as I said, all these school districts have to spend all that federal largesse somewhere, might as well be on more safety measures. Getting to zero COVID. Making the adults feel safe. Mm-hmm. Exercising even more control over your kids' lives and by extension your families. What do you think? This is Dan Ross.
Podcast of the show at danproftshow.com.